Adriana, are you there?
Janice, yes, hello.
No, Adriana, the chair.
This is Janet. I had gotten knocked off the call.
Okay, is Adriana the call?
Serene's here.
Well, I'll take the role. Adriana was here a second ago. I don't know what happened to her. Wesley Bethune?
Not yet.
Here.
Jim Brown? I want to hear you. Adriana Kasanov? I think we lost her. I don't know if she realizes it. Jan Goodman?
Present.
Janet Coburn?
Present.
Tony Norman?
Present.
This is Michael Novick. Serene Roberts? Heard her a second ago. Serene Roberts?
Yeah, I'm here, thanks.
Okay. Margie Wilkinson? No, don't hear you. Okay, we do have a quorum, even in the absence of the chair. I'm not sure what happened to her. She was on the line to start with. But we have one, two, three, four, five, six members. Unfortunately, I'm out on the street waiting for a KPFK fundraising event, so I don't have access to the agenda for tonight's meeting. It looks like Adriana has not put off the call. Is there somebody else who's at a computer who can see what the proposed agenda was?
Well, this is Janet, so I sort of have a point of order. I mean, the chair should be calling this meeting to order. So I don't think we should proceed without that, at least. I don't know.
See if I can text her.
So, Adriana, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you. Hang up and call back in. I would three-way her, except I'm driving, so that would mean that if I get the call back in at the time. So if someone else can try that. No, she hit a dead zone or something.
I just texted her and hopefully...
Question. Is this open or closed?
This is an open session, as far as I'm aware.
Open? Do we have
a streamer? Yeah, Otis put us on the stream, and we are actually being streamed at the moment, but Janet raised the point of order that we don't have the chair to call us to order, even though we do have a quorum. So I just tried to ask her if she can get back on.
I would also be in favor of waiting a reasonable time to check.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Hello?
Yeah, Adriana, hello? Okay. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we're on the stream and we have a quorum. Janet raised the point of order that the chair should call us to order. So if you want to do that and let us know what the agenda is, we could proceed.
Okay. I'm sorry, we are on the stream already?
We're on the stream because we did have a quorum, but then you got knocked off before we could
okay.
Do anything.
Did anybody make the roll call or wrote the decision? No. Oh, God.
Sounds like somebody just left.
Sorry,
the call
what was your question?
I think what?
I couldn't hear Adriana's question.
I couldn't either. I think she might have just gotten knocked off the call because I heard that boop boop sound of somebody leaking. Adriana, are you there? Apparently not.
I did receive the agenda, but I'm driving, so can't answer.
Who came on?
Janet. I got knocked off. I tried reaching Adriana. Didn't get through. Is she on?
Janet came on the call. Knocked off again. Are you back, Adriana?
Yes. I don't know what's happening. I'm very sorry, but my phone, I don't know if it's acting up. We're having a storm here. I don't know what, let me call the meeting to order. This is a personal committee meeting of August 15, 2016. I'm Adriana Kasmei, the chair. Please, Michael, can you take the role?
Yes, I actually took the role earlier. Wesley Bethune is on the call. You, Jan Goodman, Janet Coburn, Tony Norman, myself, and Serene Roberts.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock.
Did anybody receive the agenda?
I don't have access to it either.
I received it, but I'm driving, so I can't.
Okay, is anybody able to read the agenda for the stream? Hello?
Hello? No one's sitting in front of a computer?
I'm not, I'm driving.
No, I meant anyone else.
Yeah.
I'm not close.
I'm back on the call. I got
Janet. Are you in front of the computer? Can you read the agenda, please? For the please. Janet, hello?
John?
John, Janet?
Sorry. Is anybody able to see the agenda? Read it for the screen. I cannot hear anything.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So I've been knocked off the call like 3 times so far.
Me too.
But
okay.
Anyway,
Janet,
let's read the agenda. And this is Dan, but I'm having a hard time hearing everybody.
Yes, me too. And Janet, can you read the agenda?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Please do.
All right. So, call to order, roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, election of secretary, ED search, and under that process for hiring a permanent ED, review of ED job description, and then set date for regular personnel committee meetings, and then adjourn.
Good. Thank you, Janet. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Jan Goodman.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
No need.
Thank you, Michael. Is any objection or any modification to the agenda? Okay, hearing none.
Touch it.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know if it's me, but I cannot hear anybody. I hear a bunch of noises, but I don't hear anybody.
This is Janet.
Janet, okay, go ahead.
I have a question about the election of secretary. Is that, I can't remember, is that something that we agreed to do, or is it election of pro tem secretary, or how?
I'm having trouble keeping up with being secretary. I asked if there was somebody else who might do the job.
Right, but you're not secretary, you're pro tem? Sorry.
We have the election of secretary.
Last meeting when we were going to change from pro tem to permanent, I asked if that we could find somebody else.
Okay.
Exactly. And that's why... If somebody else can be the Michael already told us that she would not be able to do it. Anybody else volunteer?
Okay, point of information or point of order?
Yes.
Janet. Yes. So we haven't finished approving the agenda, so we should do that and then.
What?
Yes.
We just approved the agenda.
The chair asked for questions and heard none.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And we are, any volunteer for the secretary? Michael is not able to do it.
Janet, point of order.
Go ahead, Janet.
Sorry. So the next item is minutes approval.
Oh, I'm sorry. You asked about this.
Right.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. Michael, send the minutes. Please, Michael, tell us when you send the minutes, because I saw the minutes that you sent to the committee. Does anybody have any notification? Michael?
I'll move the approval of the minutes. I think I sent the minutes for two meetings.
Can you tell us the date?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that question.
If you can tell us the date that the meeting that we are approving, the date of the meeting that we are approving.
I don't have it in front of me, I'm sorry. I'm out on the street. If anybody can check their email, look for the dates around there.
Does anybody have the option to...
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
All right, I see August 3rd. This is what I have in my... I don't know about another one, but I see August 3rd.
Does anybody have those minutes, August 3rd? Those are the last one that you sent, Michael? Are those?
Yes, that was the last one I sent. I resent the previous one that I had previously sent, and that one.
Do I hear a motion to approve the
minutes
that Michael
said?
August 3rd,
I'm
moving to the date of the other one. We cannot approve.
I'm moved to approve August 3rd.
Any second?
Point of order?
Yes, Janet.
We don't do seconds. We don't need seconds in committee.
You make motion. Yeah, that's good, right? Okay. Is any objection to approve the August 3rd minutes?
I don't think that I received... Jan Goodman here. I don't think that I received the August 3rd minutes. I recall looking for them, and I don't think that I received them. So
Janet,
I would oppose approving the minutes because I didn't see
Janet,
them. When were they sent?
Do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I do, and I sent them out. I mean, I think I sent them out that date. I did the minutes.
The August 3rd?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you resend to the whole committee those meetings?
Okay.
Maybe I'm going to try checking on my email on my phone here.
All right, so I'm going to proceed.
So I oppose approving them. So at least we can take a roll call vote.
I'm sorry. If you don't mind, I will appreciate if people ask for the floor. If everybody's jumping. Okay. Who wants the floor?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Janet, a point of information, Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Who has the floor?
In this moment, you, because you are asked for a point of information, right?
No, I meant who?
Okay, let me answer this. We have at this point, we have the minutes of almost 3rd on the floor for approval. Judge, you can send this to the call committee.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that. There's a lot of whistling on the line for some reason. Were you asking for a vote on approving the minutes of August 3rd?
What I'm asking is Janet resend the minutes to the whole committee because some members having a hard time finding those minutes. Janet, did you resend it?
I can resend it, and I got knocked off the call again.
yeah, the same is happening permanently to all of us. Some problem with the system. Okay. Did you already send it? Send it up. Anybody have? Please, I hope that, I mean, we cannot have the minutes sent to us, and then we don't read it, and then we keep postponing. I think that transparency calls for, once that we have the minutes, to read it and approve it or modify it, but, you know, the minutes need to be there and need to be posted. Then please,
Jan Goodman?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, Janet, what address do you have for Jan Goodman?
Don't forget, you're on the stream.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind.
I think that the secretary...
It's like KPFA address.
Did you receive today, Janet? Jan, did you receive today the agenda from me?
I did receive the agenda from you.
Okay. I think that's
if Janet just sent this out again, I did not receive it.
I'm unable to find the email and also, therefore, not, I don't know what email address I have for you, but I'm pretty sure, pretty sure it's the same one as what Adriana used.
Did it say something about minutes on it, and it was August 3rd or August 4th?
No, I don't know. I can't find it yet. I mean, I'm...
Okay.
I'm sorry, but...
Could we just move on and come back to the minutes later, please?
That's it.
May I?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to resend them to the email that Adriana sent out with the drafted agenda. So it's going to have everybody's email address. And I just needed a few seconds to do that.
Are you on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair?
Yes, Celine.
Okay. I would propose that we vote. Jan can vote no or abstain, but it's not like she's going to be able to read it before we vote, and we've spent, like, way too much time on this issue.
Exactly. I agree with you, Celine. Okay, the motion on the floor then is approved the August 3rd minutes. If there's any objections, let me know, and we will make a roll call.
Jan Goodman, abstained.
Okay. Any objection? We have Jan Goodman, abstention. Any objection? Hearing none, the minutes of our third is approved. The next item in the agenda, I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that it's the secretary, the election of secretary, right? Anybody volunteer? I mean, I will ask, I'm sorry, but I will ask the members to, if you are not speaking, please mute your phone, because we have a lot of noise in the background. It's almost impossible to. Thank you. Anybody volunteer to take minutes? Not all together.
Did Janet get dropped again?
Janet did not get dropped again, and Janet is not volunteering for this.
Okay. I think everybody else is in motion. So you know, okay. I move that someone gets off the recording later. Let's just go.
I'll continue to take minutes for this meeting.
You can do it standing in the street. Awesome.
I'm writing it on a card. I'm sitting down.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Michael.
Thank
you, Michael. Next point on the agenda is the ED search, right? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The point A is, can you read it, please? Janet, can you drop again, or can you read the next?
All right, I was on mute. The item, we've taken care of election of secretary item, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So the next item is ED search. Process for hiring a permanent ED, it's in two parts. That's one part, and then the other part is review of ED job description.
Which one? The read A, please.
Process for hiring a permanent ED.
Thank you. Anybody wants to be on the stack? Anybody have any ideas? We want to...
I have a point of information. So is there a draft process in the agenda, or are we...
No, we are trying to make one.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think it begins with a three into the staff.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, I think it begins... It begins with a call with a review of the job description, including a look at venues where it should be posted and, you know, both free and paid, setting up some kind of a timeline for posting those ads, getting responses. I would actually like us to talk to former EDs where we have not had an exit interview or something similar to it. Let me say this. I'd like us to check with former EDs. It doesn't necessarily have to be a conversation. It could be something in writing. But I think it would be useful to have that.
Janet, can I get on the stack?
But yes. We should set up a... Sorry, may I finish? We should set up a timeline in terms of the postings. And then the you know, the actual interviews, well, weeding out, you know, which people, which applications warrant a first discussion and so on and so forth. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, Janet?
Okay, so first I have a question and then I want to add something. So when you say, this is for Serene, when you say review ED job description, I'm assuming that is it, well, we should, I'm thinking we should review multiple, you know, the multiple job descriptions, not, you know, I don't know which one or one.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you clearly. We should do what? I can't hear you if you're talking.
She said review multiple previous job descriptions.
And did you get me Jan Goodman for the stack, please?
I think Janet just got dropped. I'll just wait till she comes back after.
Yes. Okay, Jan, go ahead.
Did you call on Jan?
Jan, you have the floor. Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yes, I mean, I think figuring out the job description is important. Figuring out the ad that we're going to place, which does not have to have the entire job description, but enough of it to tell people to go to where we're going to post it, which I assume would be on our website. And the third thing that's important is where we are going to place ads or post information about it. And I would propose that one of the places that we post, since we do have such a loud loudspeaker, is that that we post the announcement, that we announce the announcement on all of the stations, and it could be at least at the time that other things are announced, that there are community announcements, that we say there's the job opening and the brief description, very brief description, and say to go to pacifica.org. I think that that's a very important place to post, along with many others, and figuring out what those other ones would be is important also. And I would be interested in being on that committee to figure out where to place them.
Janet, I'm back.
Go ahead, Janet.
I was knocked off yet again. So, all right. I was trying to find out, maybe Serene answered it, I didn't hear, whether it was one job description you were referring to.
I don't think there's any harm in looking at the older job descriptions, although I would assume that the most recent includes, you know, whatever portions from older descriptions were still relevant.
Okay, thank you.
We did do a comparison of
right.
At least two the last time.
Right. So, I had a question, and I wanted to also
yes,
add.
Please, I ask you, all of you, to ask the floor, not back and forth, if you don't mind. Okay, Janet, you want to answer or clarify any other question?
Did she get dropped again?
Sounds like.
Wow.
I mean, it's
quite a record.
Yes. Well, what I want to put for a minute myself on the stack, because I think that if you limit 10 minutes, I will, and I think that I sent it before, but I'm not that sure, I will send to the whole committee the last two job descriptions that we have. And then, because we did before the last hiring, we did a revision of the job description. I will send both to the committee, and that will be in a start. But I'm interested, please, what I ask the committee is to, if you have ideas, and I heard you, Serene, and you, Jan, please send them in writing. Right, because you see how difficult is the communication between all of us today, and I will hope that everybody, send their recommendations in writing, then all of us can read it. And okay.
Yeah, this is Janet.
May I got knocked off again.
Okay, Janet.
May I try to just finish something and then?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. So, I think what we left out was that we don't determine the job description. I believe the PNB has to approve a job description. And the timeline would, the interviews would include the personnel committee interviews and then the PNB interviews, all that. But I have a motion. Hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, no motion yet.
Sorry?
There's no motion on the floor yet.
Chair, draft an EG and ED job description and send it to the committee to review before the next meeting.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Yes. I move that the chair draft an ED job description for the committee to review before the next meeting. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Janet, you were not on the call. I just explained that in a few minutes I will send to the whole committee the last ED job description plus the last revision that the PNB did. And I will do it in a few minutes. But I'm asking that all the recommendations to be in writing, because it's so difficult today to communicate, okay?
Yes, but may I? My motion still stands because, you know, based on whatever feedback you get, I am recommending that the chair draft an ED job description committee to review before the next meeting. Based on
I believe that will be, I don't know what the committee is saying, but I think that will be better if I send to the whole committee what the PNB already approved, and we can start from there and give the whole committee the option to have their input.
Anybody else on the issue?
Jan Goodman.
Hello?
Yes. It seems to me that if Adriana can send the what she just said that she was going to send, and we could take, you know, 2 or 3 minutes looking at it and approve it, to go back to the PNB immediately so that we can move this process along. Otherwise, it's going to be another, and we and the PNB will have another chance at the PNB meeting. If we miss something, you know, we want to add something, at least if we can approve it today, send it to the PNB so the PNB can approve it. If we have any, you know, big or small changes, we can do that, but at least we'll save ourselves a month in this process. And this is both a burden on Lydia to be in this position as a volunteer part-time when she's got, you know, other job and job duties, and it's a burden on her, and it's a burden on us because we need, you know, somebody who's actually being a full-time, dedicated person. So I'd like to move this forward, and I think this would be one way to move it forward quickly, at least to the next step.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk on the issue? I'm trying to get online and send
Michael's in this.
Adriano, excuse me, a point of information.
Yes.
Goodman. Adriano, would you like somebody to take over and share for a few minutes so you can concentrate on looking at that, and Serene or someone else could chair while you're looking for it, so you don't have to try to do both things at once?
No, that's okay. I mean, Michael, in the meantime, that take the, you want to be on the stack on this issue, you can talk on that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have the capacity to receive an email currently, so I wouldn't be able to review it very easily unless everything, and plus I think if we're on the stream, all of it should be read to the stream. If we're doing that, I think that's going to be fairly time consuming, but I don't see how else to deal with it if we're trying to move ahead on it tonight.
Jack, in a sec.
Go ahead, Janet.
I hope I don't get knocked off again for the sixth time, and I'm not even driving, but I oppose trying to fly at this meeting. I think we need to focus a bit on it, so whatever documents are sent, we should review it. As I had, I'm restating my motion that the chair should draft an ED job description for the committee to review before the next meeting, or I'm sorry, the chair should draft an ED job description based on previous job descriptions and the feedback for a committee and committee feedback for the committee to review before the next meeting.
I second that motion if it needs seconding.
Okay.
Yes,
Tony?
Yes, I don't see why we are reinventing the wheel. We already have a job description. We hired John, the last permanent executive director, John Proffitt, had a job description. I mean, we take that job description. If anybody want to modify it, then you modify it and take it to the PNB. I don't see why we have to totally reinvent the wheel on that. We already have a job description out there. So, and also, I don't see why that we should set a timetable. That shouldn't stop us. Whether we look at a job description or modify a job description, we still should have a timetable set on how we want to go forward with the selection process and when we want to wrap it up. That, to me, should be the first thing. We shouldn't hold back getting a timetable during the time that we're debating a job description.
Okay, do you want to put the, to present a motion, Tony?
I know there's a motion pending, but I would move that we set a timetable first. And, well, I would have a substitute motion that we set a timetable of when we want to wrap up the selection of a permanent executive director, and that we take the previous job description that we had when we hired the last permanent executive director. If we want to modify it, we can modify it, or the PNB can, and then we move forward.
If you send that motion, please send the motion in writing, because if not, we have enough problems with the communication. Do you have a motion? Please send it in writing. Janet, did you send yours in writing?
Yes, I did, and I'd like to be on the staff for the substitute motion, or
go ahead.
Well, so Tony's motion is in two parts, one about a timetable and the other about the job description. And in order, well, I don't know whether it matters which one goes first, but the job description was approved last year by a previous PNB, and a previous personnel committee. So I oppose using, just assuming that we would use last year's job description, ED job description. The timeline part, I think we need to do, but I don't think we can do it tonight. Again, it would need
some work that then could be presented to this committee to look at. I don't think we can do it on the fly timeline.
Okay. I already sent the two previous ones. Did anybody receive it?
This is Janet. Yes, but so many of us, so many of the people on the call do not have internet access right now to receive it.
Yes, please. Okay, Tony, did you send your motion?
I'm sending it now.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk about the motion on the floor?
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
I agree with Janet that we should see it and review it and not just approve it, basically approve it. So I just wanted to voice that I do think that it's a good idea to actually for all of us see it and review it and, you know, think, are there any differences? Maybe there are, maybe there aren't, and that seems like a responsible thing to do. And I would hate to set a timeline without having even the basic job description agreed upon. So I think it's premature to set a job to set up a timeline right now.
Anybody else in those? And the substitute, I didn't receive it yet, Tony. Tony, are you there?
Yes. What was that? I didn't hear you.
Where is your motion? Your substitute motion.
I'm just getting to a computer. I'm typing it up. I'm just about to send it.
Perfect. Okay. Anybody else on Janet's motion? At least we can, waiting for Tony, we can discuss Janet's motion. I agree with Jan and Janet about we need to review the job description and have some feedback and present just
we could say if the committee's not prepared to do a timetable and don't want to do that,
Tony?
Well?
Did you ask? Did you send the motion?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Anybody receive it? Because I didn't yet, but
I did not.
Me neither.
Okay, let me see.
This must be the only committee where people don't fight to talk. It's my only experience in seven, and I need people talking, and don't let me do it. Don't let me feel
confused.
The listeners. Okay, the rest received, did you receive the email that I sent with the last two, the job description and the revision? Did anybody receive that?
Yes.
Yeah. At least with that we can work in the meantime. Tony, I don't see your motion. Okay. What? Tony, are you having problems? Do you want us to vote in Janet's motion and you state your motion again? Oh, no.
I mean, we can, if the committee doesn't, well, I can withdraw the motion. If the committee doesn't want to set a timetable tonight, we don't have to waste time with it. and they're saying they want to review the, I can just withdraw the motion. That's the will of the committee. It's what I'm hearing.
I don't have that clear, your motion yet, Tony. I don't know if anybody has, but.
Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
May I suggest that we just take a straw poll because, you know, why have Tony waste a lot of time preparing a motion if we can, if, you know, I've heard three people so far say they think that we should wait on the timeline. Who else is on the line? There's Serene and who else? There's Tony.
Wesley Michalovic.
Okay. Is anybody against just voting in the in Janet motion? Or do we want to have on the floor Tony's motion and start from there? Okay.
What I'm doing is withdrawing my motion because I think the body doesn't want to select the timetable tonight.
Okay. Does anybody agree with that, or we have some dissent?
Janet, may I address that?
Yes, go ahead, Janet. Go ahead, Janet. Again. Janet, are you there?
I think that was number 7 drop, or 8, whatever.
Somebody, please, the ones that don't, I'm not speaking, please mute your phones.
I mean, we don't have to waste a lot of time with that. I mean, I'm getting the sense of the committee that they don't want to set a timetable tonight. So that was the crux of my motion. I'm going to send it over to them.
Okay, Janet, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
Can I just say that I would either like to amend my motion that would include the chair drafting a draft timeline to be reviewed at the next meeting, or make a separate motion for that?
I believe that would be better if we pass a motion saying all of this, but the chair by itself is not a good idea. The chair, we saw the input from the committee. I think that would be the idea. Then we don't waste that much time, in an open meeting. We can draft that if all the committee members use this time between meetings to send their input. Okay?
Janet, may I
go ahead and
clarify? So my motion about the job description says that you would draft a job description based on previous job descriptions and feedback for the committee members to review before the meeting. And I'm basically saying the same thing when it comes to the timeline.
Okay, why don't we go one step at a time?
Okay.
We have on the floor Janet motion that she just read it. Is any objection to that motion? Hearing none, that motion passes. Now Janet and Tony were talking about the timetable. State your new motion, Janet.
Move that the chair draft a timeline based on feedback from committee members for the committee to review before the next meeting.
Is any objection to that? Can you send it in writing?
I'm about to.
Do I hear any objection to that?
I just sent it.
No objection from me.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none. The motion is adopted. Please, I will ask the members to follow up and be sure.
You know what? I'm so sorry. My phone was on. Jan Goodman here. I'm sorry.
Yes,
my phone was on mute. I would at a minimum like to discuss the timeline a bit. And I'm not sure that I object, but I do think that it's worthwhile discussing what the timeline would be. And I guess it's okay if we can give some feedback to Adriana and then discuss it at the next meeting. I think that's fine. Never mind. Okay. That's my thoughts. As long as we have time on the next agenda to discuss the timeline and maybe adjust it here or there. Is that the understanding of the motion?
Janet? I think that it is for me, but let Janet, that is the maker. She is in the court.
I think she got knocked off again. I heard the boop boop sound. But I think that's the extent of the motion, as I understood it.
Exactly. Okay. The motion says to review before the next meeting. It means that my idea is by the next meeting, if all the members, we start writing each other back and forth, and then we will have the timeline and kind of a revision of the job description. That means that we can present to the PMB. I mean, we can discuss it in the next meeting, obviously, and once that you approve it, we can present it to the PMB. I think that is the idea. I don't know if anybody understands it like that or not, but...
I think that's fine.
Okay. Okay. What is our next agenda item? Let's see.
Setting a permanent meeting date, I think, was the next thing.
Oh, yes. Does anybody have that?
Also, we should, I think we already set a date for August 29th.
Yes, that is an executive session to review, yes, that is already. But what we need to... what we need to do is set a permanent date, you know, then because it's so difficult, you know, that the calendar is being filled up really fast with the other committees, and then we should have one date that we know that will be the personal committee, and we can have new special meetings, but at least we have that every month we will have our date. I'm open to suggestions. Quiet floor. Anybody have any suggestions? Janet, are you back on the call?
Yes, and I rebooted my phone, but you know I hesitated to do that before because it takes such a long time. Hopefully it'll be better. What is being discussed?
Well, I think that we approve without objections your two motions, but we are trying to set a permanent date for the personnel committee, and we are open to suggestions.
Janet, may I?
Yes, please.
I thought we already did this. I thought we... we approved having the third Monday every month. I even wrote it down on my calendar, but I thought that's one of the things we approved.
Well, we don't have a place. I don't know if that is
anybody recall that? Because
let me see if it's in the minutes that I...
You have it in the minutes?
Yes, I have something in the minutes. Oh, a regular meeting schedule was not addressed. So, may I make a motion?
We start discussing. Don't make a motion. I think that will be better if we start discussing first options to see.
Okay, so may I just repeat my recommendation, my option?
Yes, yes.
For the third Monday of every month.
Does anybody have today? I'm sorry?
This is Karen.
Karen, go ahead.
Awesome. Oh, someone else was, but yeah, that would be a problem for me. I'm on the PD Search Committee in New York, and our meetings are usually Wednesday. So the schedule is not, our schedule is not rigid. I can't tell you which Wednesday will always work and which one will never work, but Mondays are a conflict for me.
But Mondays are what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Conflict. I know that I could do next Monday, the 22nd, and is it the 22nd? I'm in a time warp. Today's the 15th, right?
No,
yes.
Serene, we have a schedule the 29th. We are not talking about next. We have a schedule the 29th, but we are talking about a permanent one for next month ahead. I mean, the permanent date.
What's right. I was responding to Janet.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Janet. I can give you the actual dates.
No, I don't need the actual dates. I just need to be able to speak without interruption.
Go ahead, Serene.
So we don't have a fixed schedule for the PD Search Committee, but our general meeting dates are Mondays, and sometimes they're sequential. So I cannot, I know that this month I actually could do the third Monday, which would be the 22nd, which apparently no one wants to meet next week, which is fine. But going forward into September, I cannot speak with certainty about the schedule. And I do have a conflict with Mondays, so I would object to the third Monday becoming the regular meeting.
Michael, who's next?
Wait a second. Serene, about your point, I can see that in September, you have the second Monday, that is the 12th, you have the BAIPD Search Committee. That is the second Monday. Okay. I don't know. I want to tell you that is for the schedule. Jan, you asked for the floor, and then I think that I said Janet, and Michael and Jan.
Oh, well, first of all, I'd like the third Monday. I could do any Monday other than the first Monday. Yes.
Okay. Michael?
Yes, I just wanted to point out that today is the third Monday of August. It's the 1st, the 8th, and the 15th. There are five Mondays in August. I could do the third Monday going forward.
Janet?
Well, yeah, I was going to give the dates, and yeah, this is indeed the third Monday this month, and then we have another personnel committee meeting on the 29th of this month. So the third Monday, and I'm looking at the calendar now, the third Monday in September is the 19th. There's nothing posted on the Pacifica calendar. The third Monday in October is the 17th, also nothing posted. The third Monday in November is the 21st. So I'll stop there for now, and December 19th, nothing posted. So Mondays are open,
Those Mondays are open. Okay. Anybody object then to the Serene? Do you think that you can make the third Monday?
Okay. I don't know why people think reading off the dates is going to change what I said, and I apologize that the, you know, I can only, I'm trying my best with the language that is not my native tongue. I cannot guarantee my availability on Mondays, and I would like to take part in this process. So while I know that it will not be a problem for the rest of this month, I thought we were talking about September and going forward.
Yes.
Well, y'all can choose the third Mondays, and I'll just not show up if it's a conflict with what I have to do here. I mean, I cannot say it any more clearly. And it doesn't matter at all what is shown now as reserved for September, October, November, or December. It doesn't change what I said.
Okay, Celine, so is there any way that you can tell us, you have any date of the week or you know, that you think that you will have open or something like that? Because obviously we try to accommodate everybody. If you have a problem with Monday, we can go to some other day. But can you? Because we tried to do a poll and we received 3 or 4 answers. That was all. Okay. Then I hope that we can do it today, because we keep kicking this down the road and we never don't do it. Do you prefer some other days? You have conflict. The only thing that is open on Fridays, but I know that we don't want to have Fridays. But well, that is an option. Fridays are always open through the whole calendar.
Well, I have a conflict with Fridays, and I think Margie also said the same thing.
Perfect. Okay.
I'm sorry, did you ask me a question, Adriana?
Yes.
You were asking about other days of the week. Audit and finance used to both meet on Tuesday, making, mm-hmm. you know, a month of Tuesdays fairly busy. Oh, shoot, just lost the parking spot. So I would suggest the Tuesdays where finance is not meeting. Since audit, I think, is now meeting on Monday or something, so that leaves a lot of Tuesdays open.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so I'm looking at the calendar, and the second Tuesday each month is available. And indeed, audit is meeting on Monday. And finance seems to be meeting on the third Tuesday.
Okay, any objection to the second Monday of the month?
Second Tuesday,
I'm sorry.
I think the KPFK fundraising committee was trying to make the second Tuesday, but I don't post it, so I don't know if it's not on there. But I guess we can move it if we have to.
But they're in KPFT.
Okay. Listen, Wesley, go ahead.
I work on Tuesdays.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to attend.
Okay. Then, okay. We need to try to go for some other day. Okay. Fridays, I don't want to keep repeating it, but Fridays still are the only...
No, Tony said that he's...
Yeah, Tony, yeah, that's true.
And Mario, that's the problem with Fridays.
What about the third Wednesday of the month? They are open. Any objections? The third Monday, third Wednesday.
The third Wednesday?
Yes, of the month. No objection. Is this possible? No objection. we settle then the third Wednesday. Is everybody in the call? Serene is fine for you? Serene, are you there?
I'm sorry, repeat your question.
It's okay the third Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I'm going to have these second Wednesdays. I don't know of any bad patterns for first Wednesdays.
Yes, it's open in the rest of the calendar. The third Wednesday is open.
Oh,
something we accomplished. Good. Then, Michael, can you set the next...
Yeah, I'll reserve the four coming up.
Excuse me, everybody. Oops,
who's that? Jan? Okay, Jan.
Normally, the third Wednesday is fine, but the September 21st doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. I know it's too good to be true.
I didn't hear you, Jan.
Oh, I said normally the third Wednesday is fine for me. It just happens that Wednesday is not fine. Could we make it the fourth Wednesday just in September?
I think she's saying the first, as in the number one, not third, as in number three.
Third.
Oh, the third.
Are we talking about the... Okay, I'm just saying September 21st, I have a commitment. Normally, the third Wednesday is fine, but just that particular Wednesday, I can't do it.
I have a ton of information. Sorry. Go ahead, finish.
Yes?
No, go ahead. I thought you were finished.
Oh, okay. So I'm just wondering if we could make it the fourth Wednesday or the second Wednesday.
No, second Wednesday is three LSBs meet.
Oh, okay.
Janet, point of order.
But may I ask a question, Adriana?
Janet,
you don't have to shout. We can hear you.
I'm not shouting. I'm calling.
You are, actually.
Excuse me. Please.
Now loud.
I'm shouting.
Loud.
Share. I will ask for everybody to please lower the tones. Please. Ask for the floor.
I have a point of information.
Okay, Serene. Go ahead.
So I thought your question to me was about the first Wednesday.
No, the third.
Did you say the third?
The third. Like three. Yeah.
September 21st.
Okay. Yes, because, let's see. We have the option the first or the third. They are open both. Janet, what's your point of information? I'm sorry, Janet, I think that's a point of information. Janet?
No, it was a point of order. It was requesting that committee members ask for the floor and not just call out.
Okay.
Which you address. And then I would like to have the guests be on the staff.
Okay. Michael?
Never mind.
Okay, Janet?
Okay, so how about the third Wednesday of every month except September, when it would be the fourth Monday?
The fourth Wednesday or the fourth Monday?
Wednesday, sorry. The third Wednesday every month except for September, which would be the fourth Wednesday.
Okay. Any objection to that?
There's nothing else on the KPFPX calendar? On either?
No.
Really?
No.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay, then let me see if we all agree. We'll be, in September will be the 4th, that is the 28th, right? September 28th. And the rest will be the 3rd Wednesday, that will be October will be the 19th, November will be the 16th, and December will be the 21st. Any objection to that? Hearing no objection, are the regular meetings of the personnel committee. I think that we finished with our agenda, right? Yes.
Oh, Janet, point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
So we have a meeting on August 29th, and it should be a closed session, but I don't see it.
Well, I changed it to part open and part closed. I'll change it to completely closed. I was misunderstood it.
Exactly. Yes. That is what it is. Okay. Well, now, here I can see that it's open and closed. The calendar are both, Michael.
Yes, I'll make it all only closed is what I'm saying.
Perfect.
Unless you want an open one.
No, but we have an objective. We talk about that. We approve it like executive session. Let me ask if we have any other issues that we want to talk about or we want to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Jan Goodman.
Green has a quickie.
Okay. Green, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm interested.
Janet, point of order. Janet, what is your point of order? There was a motion to adjourn, and that there's.
Okay, I understand. Wasn't sick. I understand. It's a motion there, but I will allow Serene to introduce to make the question that you want. Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so at some point soon, we really need to undertake setting a uniform evaluation process for people who hold similar titles across the network, such as GMs and PDs, and also really asking or trying to get some information about the evaluation process for the union workers and so forth around, including those people in Texas who don't have unions, but perform similar functions at the stations, to see what their evaluation processes are. We really, I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Janine, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, so I would just, I'm wondering if people would informally gather what information they have so that when we do get to that, we'll already have a pile of information. we'll already have a significant amount of information on which to base our discussion. It's not a motion tonight, but it is something I'd like folks to think about.
Yeah, really, but we need to think, too, in that probably some special meetings, too, because obviously we'll not have enough till... with the next 4 months to address all that we need to address. But that's perfect. Okay, we can send that. I think that we can send all of that by email. That is what you are suggesting, right?
So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Then we have a motion to adjourn. Here, do I hear any objection? Or no objection? Thank you very much. The personnel committee meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Good night.